Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 13. Tomorrow is my 38th birthday, so I'm listing off 38 life lessons, things that I have found to be helpful and important in my life and the people around me. So this is a very short podcast with a lot of information. And if you know me at all, if you followed me, then you know that a lot of the things I talk about are based on consciousness, understanding what's happening, paying attention, and empowering yourself to create an awesome life. So all about creating passionate experiences, experiencing pleasure and love from safe people, rejecting toxic relationships and toxic behavior, living the best life possible for yourself. In honor of my birthday, I will request as a birthday present a review for this podcast. If you find it to be helpful or interesting, please give a click and give me some stars. I would really appreciate it. And this is the one time this year I will ask for it. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. Hey guys, today is the day before my 38th birthday. And let me tell you, there's many years that I'm at a wedding on my birthday, and that's obviously not happening this year. So there's that. So I wanted to do something in honor of my 38th birthday. I wanted to share with you a list of 38 little mini lessons, things that I have found to be helpful and important. And I have so many things I want to talk about that this is just a really good day to fly through all of them. So here we go. Number one. Loneliness is dangerous. Now, the way I want to talk about this or frame this is loneliness and being alone are totally different. If you are alone, you can be totally content with yourself, which I am most of the time. If you're lonely and you're looking for somebody to just be there, like a body to fill space, you often enter that dynamic with an energy of desperation. So if you go into this looking for somebody, looking for anybody, you're kind of just like not really thinking about yourself or what you need. You're really looking for just like somebody to be there. And often what you're going to attract is somebody who could be potentially dangerous or harmful or self-centered. Because if you're just looking for anybody to fill that space, there's not a whole lot of room for you. You're very needy. You're very other focused. You're often going to attract somebody who is self-focused if you come from that energy. So you're going to attract somebody who thinks about themselves as much as you think about them. So it can be really dangerous what kind of people you're going to attract into your life if you're lonely. It's super important to be very content and happy and peaceful alone. And then you get to choose from a very wise place who you're going to let into your life. This is super important. The next one, you will probably never be ready for the things that you want to be doing. So when I launched this podcast, I just went with it. I just did it. I don't think we're going to feel totally prepared. Like, I've done plenty of presentations. I've done a lot of vulnerable things in my life, and I don't necessarily think you can ever be perfectly ready. So if there's something in your life that you feel like you want to do, something that's risky, I really hope that you just do it, because we're not really going to get a text message that says, okay, it's the perfect time. You should probably do it now. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll get something like that. But what I've learned in my life is that we're never really ready for anything. We have to take risks, and we don't get the good stuff unless we take the risk. Other people are just people. I think a lot of us have this concept that I've heard this saying a lot, we compare our insides to other people's outsides instead of understanding that other people are also just people who are vulnerable, who are scared, who are just trying to be okay in the world. They're not doing it any better or any worse than us. Sometimes I think other people have like agendas or intentions. Sometimes we think other people are thinking about us way more than they actually are. Most people are thinking about themselves. Most people are just people who are just trying to figure life out and make themselves feel okay. It's not enough to be just not racist. You must be anti-racist. So if you see racism happening, you need to speak to it. This is how we fight racism. I think I lived a lot of my life just resting on this idea that I'm not racist. But if there was ever an opportunity, I don't believe in my past, I spoke up and said something and actually acted from that space of being anti-racist. They are different. Number five, dancing is the best thing ever. I don't know if you listened to my podcast. I think it was number three where I interviewed my dancing teacher. Dancing has completely changed my life. Feeling the music, moving my body, having a somatic experience with myself is the most powerful and amazing and magical thing I feel like I've ever experienced. And I really hope that you try it. I hope that you do it. And I hope that you do it a lot because it's magical. Number six, pain is a gift or an invitation. When we're presented with things that cause us emotional pain, it's usually an invitation to unpack patterns or things in our lives, places that we're not free. So anytime something presents itself as a painful experience, we have an opportunity to check in with that, to learn and to understand what is happening for us if this pain is presenting itself in our lives. What am I believing about myself that it still needs healing? People come into our lives, different people, but it's often the same person wearing different skin, and it triggers the same experience inside of us. And it just means that we have a lesson to learn. This is my belief, at least with that person. And if we ignore the lesson, guess what? That person will come back, maybe in different skin, but it will continue to return until we work through it and actually heal. Number seven. Sometimes our dysfunctional behaviors don't cause problems in our lives. They may not be destructive. We may not lose a bunch of things, but it's really important to pay attention to what they may be preventing us from gaining in our lives. So if I have behavior and I have the idea that it's not that bad, but I am also aware that I don't have the things in my life that I want, I hope that you don't ever sit in a place where your behavior has to be really bad for you to make a change. I hope that you can just pay attention to whether or not your life looks the way that you want it to. And if it doesn't, there may be some behaviors worth looking at in there. Number eight, real success is an inside job. A lot of us are taught what success is. We're taught that it's about the way that it looks. And my understanding, my belief, I've had a lot of experiences in my life where I looked very successful and I was around people who looked very successful, but they were not successful on the inside. My definition of success is peace. You can look really good on the outside, but be absolutely miserable on the inside. I definitely get stuck in wanting to look successful, but every time I remember that that's not the most important thing, that the most important thing is how I feel. I want to feel successful. I want to feel like I'm in integrity. I want to feel like I'm aligned, like I'm following my passion. To me, that is success. I really hope you don't get wrapped up in looking at other people on social media or Instagram and feeling inadequate or jealous of them because their lives look successful. I promise you, so many of those people are probably not as happy as they look. If I have an experience in my life where the inside doesn't match the outside, I pay attention to that because that is not the kind of life that I want to live. I want to live a life of authenticity and I want to do what actually feels right for me. Number nine. People are going to treat you how you treat yourself. So if you're super critical of yourself and really mean to yourself, but you walk out and you expect other people to treat you with dignity and respect, guess what? You can't fake that. People are going to treat you exactly the same way that you treat yourself. And you can't fake it. If you have low self-esteem and you're walking around in the world and you're attracting people to make you feel better, you are going to attract people who do not respect you if you do not respect yourself. I feel like I sound like I'm slurring. I promise you I'm not drunk. Okay. Anyways, so however you treat yourself authentically, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. Can't fake this. You cannot fake this. You cannot hate yourself and have low self-esteem and be really mean and critical and walk out into the world and expect other people to treat you well. You have to start with treating yourself well. You have to start there. It has to start with you. I walk out in the world and I treat myself so well. I literally do not care what people think about me. Not in an antisocial way where I'm walking around like hurting people, but if I don't have makeup on or I don't look good or whatever, I love myself. And I don't mean that in a crazy arrogant way. I mean that I'm totally at peace. I treat myself with respect most of the time. I'm not perfect. And I do not allow people to come into my life who treat me with disrespect. And if you do, you will not be in my life for very long. This is new, people. A lot of these lessons I'm talking about are things that I did not know before. And I'm so grateful that I know them now. And because I'm a human, I will consistently forget them because that's what we do. And that's okay. I stay connected. I keep reading. I keep learning. Keep paying attention. I own when things don't feel good. I recognize like, oh, maybe there's something to look at here. It's that pain is an invitation. Number 10, I am so much powerful. I am so much more powerful than I believe that I am. We all have so much power in our lives. We have the power to create our futures. We have the power to choose our environments. We have the power to manage how healthy we are, how we look. We choose everything that exists in our lives. Every single choice that we make right now creates our future. And I think a lot of us don't recognize how much power we have. It's really easy to slip into a victim mentality and complain about things that are wrong. And I often have to remind myself that I am seriously the master of my life. And if I'm complaining about something, it usually is because I dropped the ball somewhere. We are all the boss of our life. We create our life experience. I really hope that you don't give your power away. Number 11, pay attention to behaviors. That is the truth. Words don't mean that much to me anymore in my life. I really pay very little attention to what people actually say. I pay a lot more attention to the way that they behave, especially in my close and intimate relationships. I think that a lot of people live in this cognitive place trying to make sense of things, or maybe there's like a dysfunction or toxicity. And what I've seen so much in my life is a trying to make sense of somebody's behavior. Especially if you're dating or something, you know, trying to understand or make sense of what's happening, why somebody is doing what they're doing. And often if we step back and pay attention to the behavior, the answer is very, very clear. And there's this really powerful illusion that if we can make sense of something, if we can consciously or cognitively understand what's happening, then we can control it or change it. This happens a lot in therapy. If I can make sense of what happened to me, then maybe unconsciously it can not have happened to me, or I can change this other person and the reality cannot be true. And that just doesn't, it's not the case. It doesn't happen. It's all about the feelings. It's all about the behaviors. That's where the truth exists. And when we pay attention to our gut and our heart and the way that things feel, the information that we get is so much more valid. Number 12. We often see our projections rather than the reality of what's happening. Also, especially true in relationships. We project our intentions. We project our integrity. We project what we would do onto other people and just assume that their intentions are the same as ours. And that's not always the case. This goes back to paying attention to what somebody is showing you, paying attention to behaviors. If you're thinking that somebody has the same intentions as you, you might miss the reality of what's happening. And this can also be incredibly dangerous if you're around toxic people. Number 13, control is an illusion. You cannot control anybody. It's a complete and absolute waste of your time, your life, your energy, your resources, your relationships, all of that. Anytime you have the intention to control or change somebody, they're likely just going to hide their behaviors from you, or people are going to pull away from you because you can't control anybody and you shouldn't try to control people. Number 14, trying to control or change people is selfish. A lot of the time, we are presented with who people are, and we choose not to accept it. What we do instead is we try to change them, aka control them. We want them to be different so that we can be okay. This is incredibly manipulative. Other people are totally allowed to be who they are. You get to choose whether or not you want those people in your life. That is the question that you should be asking yourself, not what do you need to do to change somebody. I have never seen somebody else successfully change another person. It does not happen. We only change if we want to change. Number 15, intellect can be a distraction. I love to use the analogy of baking. This analogy of baking chocolate chip cookies. So if I'm baking cookies, I have all the ingredients in my consciousness in these metaphorical cookies to make chocolate chip cookies. And as I try to filter and understand what's happening in my life, I'm going to use all of the same ingredients that I have in my pantry. I might be able to modify how much butter I put in it or how many chocolate chips I put into the recipe, but I am still only going to understand what's happening from my perception of reality, my level of consciousness. This is why self-help books can be really difficult. I can read a book, but I'm still filtering it through my understanding of reality. I love the clients that I've worked with in my life who have done so much work trying to understand themselves. And not even 6 months into working with me, their minds are completely blown by what they begin to understand about themselves. And it's not because I'm magical or amazing. I do love my job and I believe that I'm good at it. But it's because I'm bringing another perception of reality into a safe space where people open up to me and I help them see the truth about what's happening for them. And if they're just baking the same recipe over and over, you can't see what else is beyond that. It's really hard to make snickerdoodle cookies if your perception of reality only allows for you to make chocolate chip cookies. Number 16, we get to choose our relationships. We get to choose. I think I inserted this in a few of the other ones, but we get to choose the people we have in our lives. I cannot tell you how many people I talk to who are in relationships with people who treat them with disrespect, who they have nothing in common with, who are completely selfish and invalidating and potentially abusive. I see this everywhere. It happens all the time. If you find yourself in relationship with people who are confusing to you or who treat you badly, I really encourage you to pay attention to that and really understand why you have this loyalty to people who treat you badly. You do not have to be around people who treat you badly. You can choose to be around people who treat you with love and respect. Number 17, I am living my life. I've spent a lot of time in my life asking for advice, asking other people what they think I should do, asking people who do not have what I want, what I should do to get what I want. And guess what? Most people can't help me because they're not living my life. I am. I'm the one that's responsible for getting what it is that I want to get. And I spent a lot of time giving my power away. Asking for permission, I think, is a really big one. Instead of just tapping into what do I want and going out and getting it. And sometimes to make that happen, you need to hire a professional. I've hired plenty of coaches who have helped me really understand what it is that I want and encouraged me to go get it. And I've gotten a lot. I've gotten a lot of things that I wanted by doing that. Number 18. Sometimes when you say yes to other people, you are saying no to yourself. So this is kind of a complicated one. I think this can incorporate a really powerful definition of codependency. We are relational creatures and we're meant to be in relationship. That's how we work. That's what makes us happy. But if you're doing things for other people that cause harm to you, that is where it becomes codependency. If you're putting your needs to the side to take care of somebody else, if you're losing a sense of who you are for somebody else, that's when it becomes problematic. That's when saying yes to somebody else is saying no to yourself. So really think about that for a minute. Are there any areas in your life where you say yes to other people, and by saying yes to them, you're saying no to you? And we can flip this and talk about the importance of saying no to other people so that you can say yes to yourself. A big one with this is time. In my life, I've spent a lot of time doing things for other people, running around doing things I thought I should be doing. And by saying yes to all of these tasks, all these meetings, all these things I'm supposed to be doing, quote unquote, supposed to be doing, I'm saying no to myself and my life and the things that are important to me. So I really hope that you learn to say no to other people if it means that that's how you say yes to you. Number 19, the way that it feels is what matters. There are so many things in my life, so many boxes, things that I think that I want. And what I've learned that it's much more important to pay attention to the way that things make me feel rather than the way that they look. This goes with a lot of things. The people I choose to spend my time with, how I choose to spend my money. It's about how it feels. How do I take care of my body? What am I eating? Like all of these things. I think a lot of us are confused about what we're supposed to do. But if we actually paid attention to our bodies and paid attention to what feels good, what feels aligned, what feels healthy for us, I think we would get a lot more information. Number 20, taking risks and being vulnerable is necessary if you want anything good. If you don't take a risk, you're not going to get it. If you don't try, you're never going to get it. So it absolutely takes risk to get the things that you want to get, and it takes being vulnerable to put yourself out there. That's something I learned in creating this podcast. Super risky, super vulnerable to create a podcast, but if I never do anything, nothing's ever going to happen. I am going to die, and so are you. This is temporary, this life at least. So while you're living, I really hope that you live with the idea that this is temporary and that you're going to die. So if there's something that you're waiting to do, I hope you do it now. I hope that you don't wait. I hope that you take the risk, and I hope that you do whatever it is that you want to do because this is temporary. Solo travel is awesome. The first time I went on a trip by myself, I was terrified, but now I've gone on quite a few of them, and it is pretty awesome to do things by yourself. You can walk into a museum and you can leave if you're not having fun. You don't have to stay there. That's awful. For somebody else, you should leave that museum if you're not having fun. This actually happened for me. Don't get me wrong, traveling with other people is really fun too, but I think there was a lot of time in my life where the people around me didn't want to travel and I did. And so I did it by myself instead of waiting around for other people to do it with me, and it was actually a pretty magical experience. I had a really good time with myself. I did all the things that I wanted to do. I felt like I was fully present in the experiences that I was having. It was amazing. I think I'm on number 23. I messed up the numbers a little bit, but that's okay. Number 23, I can survive my worst nightmares. So if you listened to my last podcast, I talked about the Camino, and I talked a lot about this with my friend Marcus. We went through some pretty horrific things and totally survived. I have been through some awful things in my life, and looking back on them now, I know that a lot of them happened to actually help me become my best self. They were part of the journey and a part of the process. So not only did I survive them, but they turned me into the best version of myself. And I continue to learn and grow and understand life in a different way because of these difficult things that I've been through. Sometimes there's things I have in my mind that I imagine would be the worst thing that could ever happen to me, and then they happened. And I know now that they happened for good. Number 24. If you stay in a relationship with somebody you don't want to be with because you're afraid of hurting their feelings, you are holding them hostage, and this is incredibly selfish. If you don't want to be with somebody, set them free. Do not hold them hostage and waste their time, because time is one of our most valuable resources. And I hear a lot of like guilt or fear. Don't waste somebody's time. Do not waste people's time. Tell them the truth, set them free, let them go be with somebody who actually they deserve, somebody who wants to be with them, because holding somebody hostage is incredibly selfish and it's really mean. Don't do that. Number 25, some people are not capable of love. Some people are actually completely incapable of an authentic and loving relationship. If you heard podcast episode number 5, I talked about narcissism and sociopaths. There are a lot of people in the world who actually have evil intentions and they're not capable of human mutual relationship. Once you learn this, it kind of shatters your understanding of the world and people. But I think it's really important to go into the world knowing that these people do exist and that they are dangerous and they're actually everywhere. I'm really glad actually a lot of the media, TV shows, and podcasts are talking more about this. Once you understand it, you will never not understand it. And I think it's important. It's important in my life. Number 26, if something feels off or if something feels wrong in relationship with another person, it probably is. I'm talking a lot here about the concept of gaslighting. This is something that I'm actually shocked at how few people know what it is or understand it. Gaslighting is when somebody else is trying to control reality, so they make you think that you're crazy instead of being accountable for their behavior. So if you're ever in a relationship with somebody and you feel confused, you feel like something's off, something doesn't make sense, pay attention to that, because there are people out there who are actually very intentionally creating this experience to maintain control. So if something feels wrong, it probably is. 27, people show you who they are. People show you who they are. Pay attention, listen to them. Don't ignore who people show you that they are. Number 28, as humans, we are incredibly fragile and we are incredibly vulnerable. It is super important that we choose the people that we are going to let into our lives. If you're around somebody who shows you that they don't care about your feelings, you are incredibly fragile. Do not keep people like that in your life because they will hurt you. As humans, we need love. We need connection with other people, and other people hurt us. And a lot of this is because they are hurting themselves. So I read a book, Harville Hendricks quoted, he said this quote. He said, we're born in relationships. So we're born in a primary attachment relationship with mom, dad. That's how we learn about the world. That's what makes us human. Our greatest harm happens in relationship. Other humans hurt us more than anything else. And our greatest healing happens in relationship. So choose people who are safe and people who love you to have in your life, and you will have a better life. Number 29, change is hard and it takes work. Change is incredibly difficult. It's kind of like hiking. If the path is clear, it's what you've always done. It's going to be totally familiar. And if you want to do something different, it's going to take work and it's going to be hard. If you don't change dramatic, drastic things, things aren't going to change. So if you find yourself in patterns that you don't like, you're going to have to do something drastic to change them. You know, this has been my experience with food and eating. So I've had a lot of experiences in my life gaining and losing weight. And sometimes I've had a plan like, okay, I'm going to get healthy and I'll change like 2% of what I'm doing. It's not enough. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take something big. Number 30, if you're seeking approval from other people, how are you abandoning yourself? A lot of people exist in this people-pleasing performance mentality where they're looking for other people to approve of them. And this is an experience of abandoning yourself. If other people's opinion of you is more important than your opinion of yourself, that's not good. That's not a good thing. 31, you cannot change people. So I think I said this when I was talking about controlling people. So I'm just going to emphasize it again. You cannot change anybody. I think this is really important right now in the middle of COVID-19. People are wearing masks. People are not wearing masks. I want to know, if you see somebody out there not wearing a mask and you try to change their mind, how does that go? I'd really be curious to hear if anybody was like, gosh, you're right. You know, I'm going to start changing my behavior because you think it's best. We don't know what's best for other people. Everybody else is on their own life path. And if you're going to try to change people, that's not your job to change anybody else. Number 32. One thing that I've learned is I do not know what will make me happy. Sometimes I have a list of what I think is going to make me happy, but this goes back to feeling instead of how it looks, how it feels versus how it looks. I, at this point in my life, am happier than I've ever been. And my life does not look like the vision board that I would have created it to look like. Let me tell you that. And so what this has proven to me is that I really don't know what will make me happy. I don't know what I want. And it's also not an outside job. It's not about the things. It's not about the way that it looks. It's about the internal experience of peace. Number 33, another thing that I've learned is I am shockingly happy alone in my apartment for months and months and months on end. Who knew? Who knew that would be a thing? Number 34, love either exists or it doesn't. If it's not there, you're not going to find it there. I'm pausing because this is important. If love does not exist somewhere, stop trying to force it. Stop trying to make it exist there. Because if it's not there, it's not there. It's going to show up in places that we don't think it's going to be. Number 35, getting older is actually awesome. I didn't know this until I started getting older. I am more authentically myself than I've ever been. And I don't really hold back in speaking my truth, asking for what I want, putting myself out in the world as authentically me, because I think it's because I'm older and I've learned a lot and I ask for what I need. It's pretty awesome. Number 36, time is valuable. Time is our most precious resource. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? I hope that you stop and ask yourself that question a lot, because time is ticking by and you're gonna die, and so am I. So what are you doing? Are you living this life well? Are you around people who make you happy? Are you doing things that make you feel loved and peaceful? Number 37, what other people do has little or almost nothing to do with you. Even if you're fighting with your partner, what you're fighting about probably has very little to do with you. We are all existing in our own dreams, our own perceptions of reality, our own belief system, our own wounds. We are not here. We are reacting often to things that happened a long time ago that forced beliefs that are playing out right now. And if you know that whatever's happening for other people is completely and 100% their story, their choice, their experience, you can listen. You can pay attention when people set boundaries and tell you what they need from you and choose whether or not you're going to be able to provide that. But it's also really important to understand that other people's experiences have very little to do with you. And it's the same for you and I. Our experiences have very little to do with other people. We're all in our own perceptions of reality. Number 38. Money is not the answer to happiness. I know a lot of people with a lot of money who are not happy. What truly makes you happy? For me, one of the things that has created the most happiness in my life is authentic connections with other people, with like-minded people. Dancing has brought me so much happiness. Exercise, experiences, and living a good life. And I think we're all taught that money is the answer. Money, money, money. Go after the money. Buy the materialistic stuff. Make sure it looks really good. And that's not the answer. That's not the answer. So those, I hope that I counted properly. That is a list of 38 lessons that I have found to be important in my own life, or reminders, teachings, whatever. I hope that felt helpful for you. I'm actually pretty excited to turn 38. I think it's going to be awesome. And I hope that you really like whatever age you are now. And I hope you're doing whatever you can to pay attention and become your best version of yourself and live your best life. Because you're going to die. So live your life. So cheers to 38 and cheers to you for listening. Thanks for being with me. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.